And 回到我们中间的弟兄姐妹。
Especially when we see that those who have gone away for a while have returned to us.
从一个角度，我都无法等待我将来在天上怎么见面，或在新天新地那种的彼此道安会怎么样。
And all the more unimaginable will be the joy that we will experience when we reunite in the new heavens and new earth.
我们一同打开我们今天的经文，在哥林多前书第十五章五十到五十八节。
Let us open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We will be reading from verses 50 to 58.
我们会一节读中文，接着再读一遍英文，然后你跟我们一块儿来读。
So let us read together first in Mandarin and then in English.
请大家翻到哥林多前书的第十五章的五十节，我们开始。
So let us begin 1 Corinthians 15, 50.
先用中文。弟兄们，我告诉你们，血肉之体不能承受上帝的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。应该是。
And listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will be changed.
五十一节，我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。
Sorry, then I read the wrong
verse. 51, yeah, 50.
I got ahead of you.
Okay, start 50, okay.就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活成为不朽的，我们也要改变。
In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed.
这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。
For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality.
这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，必死的既变成不死的，既必死的既变成不死的。那时经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true: death has been swallowed up in victory.
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里
？Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.
感谢上帝，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
But thanks be to God, He gives us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们要务要坚固，不可摇动。常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是突然的。
Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，谢谢你，谢谢你给我们这么不变的盼望。
Lord, we thank you. We thank you for giving us such an immovable hope.
给我们一个确实的确据。
And you give it us a certainty.
也让我们活在今天，知道为什么活，靠什么活。
And we know we live today, knowing why we live and what we rely on to live.
让这样的盼望成为我们今天的力量。
Let this hope be our strength.
这样祷告，奉主的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
我每一个来到美国的人，从来不会认为美国这个国家成为不朽。
So, you know, those of us who live in the United States, we know that even the United States is not a country that's going to be around forever.
永远保持第一。
And it's not going to be a world superpower forever.
在上个世纪中叶的时候。
Because we know that in the last century.
二战结束，美国渐渐地代替了一个国家，那个叫日不落的帝国，因为它有很多的殖民地在全球出现。
The United States had overtaken what had called itself the empire on which the sun never sets, because they had colonies all over the globe.
就是超过了大不列颠，成为世界第一强国。
And so the United States took over as world superpower, superseding Great Britain.
我们也知道有一个歌讲“心跳起，永不落”。
And we know that there's a song, you know, the Stars and Stripes Forever.
但是没有多少人唱这歌的时候认为美国成为不朽。
But most of us don't sing that song seriously, believing that the United States really will be around forever.
包括十七世纪坐的五月花号的那些清教徒到北美的时候，他们也不是认为这个大陆会永远不变，成为不朽。
Even the very first colonists who came on the Mayflowers did not believe that this new land would be around forever.
美国之后，谁会在这个世界上崛起成为第一列强？
So, you know, who's going to take over the new world superpower in the future?
是中国吗？
Will it be China?
不知道。
We don't know.
不过大陆的高中生不怎么看。
The high school students of mainland China don't think so.
一个叫徐雷的高二学生写了一篇作文，名字叫《祖国永垂不朽》。
And so there was someone who wrote an essay about, you know, the future of their nation.
他开始这样说的：曾经有四大文明古国，他们分别是中国、巴比伦、古印度、古埃及。
And so he began his essay writing in the early days of civilization. There had been four great nations. That was China, Babylon, Egypt, and
Egypt, India.
And India.
其中三个随着时间，他说已经覆灭，只留下中国了，在风雨中仍然屹立。
And so through the battering of the ages, only China has remained.
他给了个答案，为什么呢？
And so he asked himself, why?
我想我们有一颗民族的心。
Because we have the heart of our nation.
当然这是作文，祖国永垂不朽，不一定是这个中学生的真实想法。
But maybe, you know, of course this was only for a grade in his school, so he might not truly have believed that way.
经常回国或者在电视新闻里，你看看中国现在是什么样一个情况。
Because when you go back to mainland China and you look at the situation there, you can see what it's really like on the ground.
即使从一个世俗的角度来说永垂不朽的时候，
even looking at it from you know, a purely secular point of view, when you try to say, well, our country's going to be around forever,
他是在讲一个文化的优秀。
He's only talking about the culture.
但是在中国的悠久的文化，至今大陆还保留多少？
But how much of China's culture really has hung around?
只有大陆人自己知道。
Only the Chinese themselves know.
一个经常听到的一个悲哀就是这样一句话，在中国人中流传。
So the greatest tragedy of all that's happening in China right now.
我们穷的只剩下钱了。
That, you know, you're so poor that all you have is money.
所以你要看这个盼望到哪里去看。
So what do we hope for?
我还记得林思欣牧师主持我们第三千禧年的基督论这个课，就是我们相信耶稣这个系列，有一个非常令我难忘怀的开场白。
And so we asked Pastor Samuel Lin to be the opening
host,、yeah.
the host of our third millennium course, We Believe in Jesus. And so he gave this introduction that I still remember to this day.
他说人类历史上常是按照有权势的君王在位的统治年代来写的。
So the human history has been usually keep time by the year of the reign of their leaders.
我们都听过那些曾经统管亚洲、欧洲、非洲、拉丁美洲那些君王的大名。
So we all know of the names of the rulers who have held their reign over Asia, Europe, Africa, and Latin America.
他们当年许多人征服了很多的仇敌，以至于他们的帝国几乎延伸到天涯海角。
And among them, the greats among them were able to conquer their enemies and push the boundaries of their empire to what I thought at the time was the corners of the globe.
但是历史告诉我们，他们至少有一个共同点。
But history tells us that they have at least one thing in common.
这些君王已经离世，不再辉煌，他们不再统领自己的帝国，他们精壮的军队已经消失得无影无踪。
That not all of them have departed this world, and their kingdoms are no longer glorious, and their armies have vanished.
他们的权势也烟消云散。
And so goes their authority as well.
但是历史上有一个例外。
But there is only one exception.
这个例外就是有一位君王，他的权能从来没有消退过，他的国度永远无尽。
That there is one king whose power has yet to fade, and his kingdom has no end.
但我们知道这位君王是谁。
And we know who this king is.
谁？主耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
阿们。今天我们是讲到复活系列的最后一讲。
So this is going to be the last sermon on the resurrection.
应该不腻吧。
And I hope you haven't gotten sick of it yet.
Yeah, 年纪越大越盼望这个。
And because it is it is something I hope that you look forward to as more and more as the days go by.
我今天因为不知道什么原因就找不到我眼镜了。我说那我今天就要复活吗？因为复活之后不需要眼镜，我找了一个很旧的眼镜。
So this morning when I got out of bed, I could not find my glasses. And for a moment, I joked to myself, hey, maybe today is the resurrection, because obviously we won't need glasses when we get up there. But alas, I eventually had to resort to an older pair of glasses.
Yeah. 从某种角度来说，哥林多前书第五章一开始聚焦就是那个不朽的君王，耶稣基督。
And so in the same way that the first Corinthians looked ahead to the future and the king,of the eternal kingdom that is Christ.
这位从死里复活的主，这位末后的亚刚，透过他的死和复活，已经开始掌权了。
And so the last Adam, through his death and resurrection, has already begun his reign.
当他的圣灵降下，把十二个普通的使徒带出来一个稳固的国度。
And he poured his spirit on 12 ordinary men to.Make them into extraordinary apostles and established his everlasting kingdom.
这是一个不朽的国度，弥赛亚的国度在地上开始了。
And so this eternal kingdom, the kingdom of the Messiah, began on earth.
两千年了，唯一没有换过君王的国度。
And so 2,000 years, this is the only government that hasn't changed rulers.
他的国度没有穷尽，真正的永垂不朽。
And his kingdom has no end, and it will last forever.
我们今天要关注的是这个不朽的君王怎样使他的国民承受这个不朽的国。
And so today we're going to see how this eternal king prepares his citizens for an eternal kingdom.
你看，在你的圣经今天的第五十节一开始说，保罗这样说：“我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受上帝的国，必朽坏的，不能承受。”不朽坏的。
So 1 Corinthians 15:50 begins saying, Brothers, I tell you that the perishable cannot inherit the imperishable, and the mortal cannot inherit the immortal.
换句话说，除非我们这些必朽坏的，要变成不朽坏的，我们没有办法承受那个不朽坏的国度。
And so what that means
is
that those of us now with our earthly bodies, we are not worthy of receiving the immaterial heavenly kingdom.
在这个短短的九节经文里，圣灵借着保罗告诉希腊文化充满的这个哥林多教会不朽国民的三大特征。
And so here Paul tells the Corinthians who had been very heavily affected by the culture around them what it took to be a citizen of the heavenly kingdom.
我深信今天坐在北美的华人，或者第二代的，或者说你就是原来比我们早多少年到美国的这些人，也仍然提醒我们。
And now we're sitting here as either new immigrants of the United States or old, or ones who've been here for many generations. Let us listen to the words of God.
上帝仍然用这些话来扩展他地上的国度。
Because God continues to use his word to expand his kingdom.
也是我们的三大不朽的特征。
And so the three major aspects of being the citizens of an imperishable kingdom.
我们要来思想第一个是复活，末日复活的不朽。
And so what we are looking for a future resurrection of that will raise us to be imperishable.
第二个是信靠主的得胜成为不朽。
And second, we rely on the victory of Christ in the past.
最后我们说坚固做骨工的不朽。
And then thirdly, we are doing the work, the imperishable work of God's kingdom.
换句话说，我们先看我们将来要怎么样。
So first, we look ahead to the future.
接着呢，我们看过去的根基，主做了什么
？We look to the past, the basis on which, we live.
最后，我们回到今天，说如果过去是这样，将来是那样，我们今天如何活
？And so, knowing what is ahead of us and what lies in the past, what do we do now?
想知道将来吗
？So, do you want to know what's coming in the future?
好，我们来看将来。
Let us look ahead.
有一个不完，有一个完满的不朽国度，这是什么意思
？So there will be coming a perfect, imperishable kingdom. What does that mean?
当讲这个一个不朽的国的时候
，When we're talking about this imperishable kingdom,
保罗在这之前一直讲基督的复活、死人的复活、我们身体的复活。
So Paul was always talking about the resurrection of Christ and the resurrection of the dead in general.
但到了第五十节开始，把前面东西要总结起来，把它放在一个大的框架下。
So finally here he sums it all up.
就是上帝的国的这个框架下。
Into the picture, the bigger picture of God's kingdom.
什么是上帝的国？
What is God's kingdom?
在这个教会的人应该知道。
So, you know, we should know, because we talk about it a lot here in this church.
就是上帝在任何领域掌权的地方。
The kingdom of God is where God reigns.
可见的不可见的在你心里不在你心里。
Whether it is visible or not, whether or not it is in your own life.
这是耶稣基督到地上一开始传道的信息。
That is the message that Christ Jesus had preached.
也是他复活之后四十天主要向门徒讲的。
And that was what he had been teaching the disciples for 40 days after his resurrection.
但是有一个不容易理解的问题，就是保罗的书信比较少谈上帝的国。
So we may have a little bit harder time understanding if we only restrict ourselves to Paul's epistles because he doesn't talk about God's kingdom a lot.
他讲到耶稣的死复活，讲到圣徒如何在他里面称义成圣，透过在信心中跟他联合，所有的一切好处都在我们身上。
So he talks about the death and resurrection of Christ, and he talks about us being united in that death and resurrection, how we have all the blessings of the new life.
因此有一些自由派的神学家就不断地变花样，说保罗背叛了耶稣。
So, you know, there's some people who believe that Paul, he didn't even believe any of the stuff that the original apostles did.
Other than Jesus said.
Yeah. Or anything that Jesus taught.
他没有像那样持续地讲上帝的国。
He did not preach the kingdom of God.
事实上正好相反。
But in fact, the opposite is true.
保罗所讲的这一切都是有一个前提，这个前提就是说，神的国已经奠基了，已经开始了。
All of Paul's preachings is based on the presumption that God's kingdom is already here.
他说，透过耶稣的死、复活、升天，圣灵的降临，已经带来了上帝国度的初期阶段。
That the kingdom has already been initiated in the death and resurrection of Jesus and the coming of the Spirit.
正是在这个国度已然的情况下，他开始谈论所有的事情。
And it is under those circumstances that Paul talks about the rest of what we're supposed to do.
无论是门徒的智慧与信仰的关系，婚姻跟信仰的关系，工作跟信仰的关系。
And so whether that is the relationship between the king, ourselves and our wisdom, or our marriage, or our jobs.
我们的金钱，我们的敬拜次序。
Our
等等等等。
What we do with our money, how we worship, etc., etc.
前提都是神的国已经来了。
It is all under the assumption that is our that God's kingdom is already here.
我给你举个例子，就像你是中国人，或者你是美国人，你不必整天挂在嘴上，那是前提，对不对？
That, you know, when you are a citizen of a certain country, you don't have to introduce yourself all the time, say, well, I'm from such and such a country.
就像你妈在家里。
You take it for granted.
不会老说，哎呀，你是我儿子，你是我女儿，我是你妈，你爸。
And it's just like when you're at home, your mom doesn't
对不对?
necessarily emphasize that she is your mother.
她说什么？琴弹没弹，作业做没做，早点睡觉，房间收拾了没有？
Because she skips straight ahead to, you know, do this, do that, do your chores, do your homework, go to bed.
不要到 Facebook 上下不来，玩游戏要适可而止， right?
And that don't do this, don't do that, stop playing so many video games, so and so forth.
真的，这样一个背景让我们容易了解，这是一个前提。
So we understand that the prelude to The Christian life is the kingdom of God.
即使是这样，哥林多前书有两次提到上帝的国。
But even so, First Corinthians still takes two moments to specially point out the kingdom of God.
哥林多前书第六章，当谈论到基督徒现今的道德行为的时候，他提到不义之人无法什么承受上帝的国。
In First Corinthians chapter 6, he talks about the unrighteous. Have no place in the kingdom of God because he's talking about proper Christian ethics.
这里是讲第二次提到血肉之躯没有办法承受不朽坏的国。
And then here he brings it up again that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
什么意思？我们这些人还没进去？
So does that mean that we are not yet in the kingdom?
不是的，保罗这里在讲是末后国度完满的时候。
He's talking about the last days when the kingdom arrives in its fullness.
从一个方面来讲，当一个人悔改信靠的时候，重生的时候，他已经进入上帝的国了。
So we know that from
已经有两千年历史了。
We know that from a certain point of view that the moment you believe and become a Christian, you are already taking that first step into the kingdom of God. And in fact, the kingdom of God has been on earth for 2,000 years.
这个角度是在国度的奠基和国度的延续。我们今天就在延续过程中。
And so today we are, in fact, in that kingdom.
但是保罗现在从另一个方面讲说，当国度完满的时候，不朽的国度竣工了，工程真正完了。
And so one day the work of the kingdom will be fully complete and it will arrive in all of its fullness.
这两个星期以前那个崔牧师很有意思，他经常会说，教会现在不完美没关系，因为是什么？Under construction.
So, 2 weeks ago we had a special speaker here and he told us it's okay that the church isn't perfect now because she is still under construction.
所以当那个完满来临的时候，不是再建造了，那个时候不光是人灵魂得救，身体也要得赎。
So we know that when the work of the kingdom is fully complete, it will not just be our souls that will be saved, but our bodies as well.
但是复活的次序是怎么样？
So what is the order of this resurrection?
所以到51节到54节，保罗就这样提醒他们。
So Paul tells them.
我如今把一件奥秘事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。
Listen, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will be changed.
保罗说一个奥秘，对于希腊文化下呼吸中长大的哥林多人来说，是一个新鲜的事。
And so the idea of mystery is something that's a bit of a paradigm shift.
希腊文化的巅峰者可以说是苏格拉底，他这样说过。
Because the Greek philosophy under Socrates had said this.
所有的灵魂都是不朽的，但是只有一人的灵魂不但不朽，而且要成为神。
That all souls are immortal, but only one whose soul is not only immortal, but he is God.
Only righteousness and soul will and become king, or become the divine. 那么换句话说，希腊人的脑子里怎么想？他说，人人都有一个不灭的灵魂，只有满了公义之人才能达到最高的境界，成为神。
And so the Greeks believed that all souls were immortal, but only the souls of the righteous could become divine.
换句话说，他们不喜欢身体的。
That for them, the body was something undesirable.
在他的神职里头是没有身体的。
In their worldview, the divine had no physical presence.
他们很难认同。一个将来的复活不是一个灵魂的复活，而是一个身体新造的身体在圣灵中复活。
They could not imagine that their bodies would go with them in the future resurrection.
2011年有一个电影叫《Immortal》，也没人看过。
I don't know if you saw a movie a couple years ago called The Immortal.
啊，这个是希腊神话故事，这个特修斯的。
And so it's about the Greek mythological hero Theseus.
这个人是一个希腊的平民。
And he was an ordinary citizen.
在敌国来侵犯的时候
，But when the enemy came to
当他母亲被杀之后
，And his mother was killed.
他要来保持希腊的平安
，And so to protect the peace of the area.
在宙斯王的提携下
，He got divine assistance.
最后他胜过了这个敌王
，And so he fought stood victorious over his enemies.
就当那个所谓的希腊圣山倒塌的时候，他变作一道电光升上去了。
And then he in an instant he was transformed and he became.
啥意思啊？他灵魂出窍了，就到那儿完美了，成神了。
And so his soul became immortal and he became a god.
所以对希腊人来说，身体一定要败坏，因为身体本身是坏的，灵魂是好的。
The body is.In Greek philosophy, our bodies will decay away because the material world in itself is evil.
但是刚刚刘全领我们对不起，刚刚刘全领我们唱诗的时候，说神引导我们的时候，你注意到两个阶段。
So when we were just singing the hymn in worship earlier, if you paid attention to the lyrics, you'll notice something.
他说到天上好的无比。
That it's going to be wonderful up there.
但是他没有停在那儿，最后一段是什么
？But it doesn't stop there. What does it say?
他说到最后我们要身体复活，换句话说天上虽好新天新地什么
So it's great to be in heaven. The new heaven and new world will be more wonderful.
我们灵魂在天上的时候，在圣经里头称作是什么？中间阶段。
Because it's only an intermediate state as when our souls go to heaven.
换句话说，基督徒的盼望不是成为神仙。
So our hope is not that we become immortal spirits.
而是随着这个上帝国度的圆满，耶稣基督再临的时候，有一个迅速的改变。
But we are looking forward to the day when Christ comes again and our And our entire being undergoes a sudden metamorphosis.
主里保罗这里讲两种改变。
And so there's two kinds of changes here.
他把第一种改变称叫复活，第二种改变叫 transformation 改变。
So first is the resurrection, and then second is the transformation.
他用了一句话说，在主里睡了的人，大家意思知道哈。
So he says that those who are asleep in the Lord, we know what that means, right?
不是基督徒把这个死美化一下。
It's not that we're putting a euphemism of our death.
旧约这样讲，耶稣基督救一个那个管会堂的女儿死了以后，他们说死了，他说他睡了，然后叫他活过来。那意思他是真死了，不过他真是睡了，身体睡了，灵魂活着。
And so, because you remember that when Jesus was raising Jairus' daughter to life, he spoke of the dead girl as being asleep. And what he means, of course, is that her body is dead, but her spirit is alive.
所以根据提撒罗尼迦前书第五章，他们讲的什么？就是号筒吹响的最后一次的时候，那些先在主里死了的人，他们先要复活。
And so Paul tells us here that when the final horns are blown.That those who are dead in Christ will be resurrected first.
然后他现在这些活着的哥林多人呢，他们不关心这个，他们特别关心我们将来怎么样。我们是不是一个电光，像这个 Sosius 上去
？And so, of course, what the Corinthians were more concerned about was themselves. Well, what about us? Are we going to be transformed and become an imperishable spirit?
他说不是的，你们是一个改变。你们活着的，当耶稣基督再来的时候还活着，你们是一个被改变的身体。
And those who are living in Christ, they will be transformed.
我不知道你想要哪一种，是先走的那种完全的这种改变，还是说半改变？这两类圣经中没有讲哪个更高更低，一定没有差别的，最后结局是一样的。
So I don't know which one you would rather experience, but you know, Bible doesn't have a distinction between those two because we're going to be living.Before God, in the same state, once all the transformation has been made.
祷告是主来的早一点，那我们就一块儿那样后面那种改。如果主来的晚一点呢，我们就前面那种改。
And so, but you know, it's up to your prayers in hoping.
因为他在形容这种改的时候很有意思，他说穿上一个不朽，原文是讲穿上。
And so it's very interesting the words that he uses here because he says that we will clothe on the imperishable.
就像造的时候原来是个泥土，然后给我们吹口气，有灵的活人。
Because we remember that the original creation was that God had created a body from man out of clay and then breathed into him to become a living being.
当将来复活或者改变的时候呢，就像这个要朽坏的身体突然被改变，穿上一个不朽坏的身体一样。
And that in the future the imperishable will be transformed, that it will be like we were putting on a new set of clothes.
中国的成语叫旧貌变新颜。
And there's a saying for that.
那时候我不知道说我看 Craig 牧师是不是还要这样仰望。
So in those days, I don't know if Pastor Craig will still be taller than me.
然后他听我说话是不是还要俯背。
And you know, if he'll, you know, when we talk to each other, I have to,Look up to him, and he has to bend over.
一个肯定的，我们都要像耶稣基督一样。
But I know what is for certain that is that we will be like Jesus.
所以许多人这样评论耶稣基督的复活，我们将来的复活。
And so this is how people describe the resurrection that is to come.
他说，在基督教里，这个复活不是众多教义中的一个而已。
And so the resurrection that is talking about in Christianity is different from the resurrection of all other religions.
他说是核心的教义，没有他就没有基督教。
Because without the doctrine of resurrection, there's no Christianity.
有一个人这样说，他说旧的历史在十字架上结束，新的历史在复活中开始。
So the old history, the old world ended on the cross, and the new world began with the resurrection.
我们目前从最终得赎的这种属灵的救赎只完成一半。
Our salvation is only half done right now because only our souls have been saved.
如果将来没有一个不朽的身体的话呢，我们是没有做完的工程。
So if we do not, and if we do not have that with a resurrected body, then the work is not complete.
圣经甚至形容将来的情况，说新的创造是引入一个新的天地，这种新天新地都不分家了。
And so The new creation is always described as the new heavens and the new earth. The heavens and earth is no longer separate entities.
一般人一想天的时候，只是一个属灵的空间。
because we think of heaven as this kind of abstract, distant thing.
但是天离我们真不远。
But heaven is actually not far
away. 耶稣是带着复活的身体进去的。
And Christ walked into it with his resurrected body.
我们将来是在那有形有体里面活着的。
And one day we will be living in it.
到那个时候，神的旨意在地如在天，那是新天新地。
And in that day, the will of God will be as on earth as it is in heaven.
耶稣基督复活的时候是那个新的创造的开始，当他再来的时候是什么？新的创造的完结篇。
So the beginning of the new world was with the resurrection of Jesus, and its completion will come when He comes again.
新的创造跟旧的创造有连续的。你那时候还能不能认识我们在座的这些人
？And the new world will have continuity with the old. We don't know how we will recognize each other.
是的，我们是一个完全的改变。
It will be a complete transformation.
但是我们一定能够认出对方。
But we will still be able to know each other.
所以今天这个世界上，我们认识什么样的人很关键。
So it is very important for us to get to know people.
它是一个再创造，不是一个从无到有的创造。
It is a recreation, not one ex nihilo.
是一个更新。
It is a renewal.
是在第一次的创造的基础上开始的。
And it is built on the foundation of the first creation.
在那个新天新地中有怎么样的一个图画呢？我试着描述一下。
And what will it be like in the new kingdom? I will attempt to describe it a little bit.
原来我们工作和敬拜是分开的。
That we our worship and our work used to be separated.
然后我们有睡觉的时候。也有白天的时候。
And we will have, and we have times that we need to rest and
try to be awake. 到那个时候，日夜不分了。
But in those days, there will be no day or night.
安息和工作也不分了。
And worship and work will not be separated.
我们在上帝永恒的时间里活着。
And we will live in the eternal now.
在整个的空间中充满上帝的同在。
That all creation will be filled with God's glory.
你很难想象的。
It is very hard to imagine.
圣经就是说新天新地永远不分开的意思就是说从一个角度你很难分出哪个是天哪个地因为上帝已经住在人间了
And so why it's called the new heaven and new earth because God himself lives among us
想要那个时刻吗
Are you looking forward to that time?
我们一个不累的身体
To have a body that never tires
随便吃不会得三高
And you can eat whatever you want and not gain weight
你管理所有的世界的时候充满了新的喜乐
And you'll be filled with joy when you walk with God.
你上按照上帝的旨意不断的换工作。
You can work whatever job you want, and every job will be your dream
job. 但是你是完全顺服上帝的旨意。
Because everything you do will be in a complete accordance to God's will.
保罗问可他这样说，他说在那个时候他解释哥林多前书十五章二十八节，他说什么是 all in all 呢？上帝在万物中，中文是万物之主，万物之上。
So, what does it mean to that God is all in all?
他说上帝会借着他的不同的作为，完美的反映出他的本性和属性，在我们的身上反映出他完美的这个荣耀。
And so, in the myriad ways that God will perfectly reveal His glory and His essence, and we will so that we can be a perfect reflection of that glory.
我们是完美的形象，是我们是真的小神。
And we will
打引号的哈
and we will truly bear the image of God.
好，不过在这段经文里呢，虽然他只讲了完满的这个不朽国度，我们复活的次序，但是我需要提醒一个，还有一个复活，不是一个好的复活。
And so, in the midst of all that wonderfulness, I do have to remind you that there is a downside to all of this.
这个没有在这节经文，他在其他的地方提到，希伯来书九章二十七节说，按着。定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 reminds us that for it is fated that man will die once, and after that the judgment.
这是什么样一个审判呢
？What kind of a judgment is that？
这不信之人的审判是什么样呢
？What is it like to be judged as an unbeliever？
在启示录二十章十一到十五节这样描述。
Revelation chapter 20 verses 11 to 15.
所有的死人都会复活。
That all of the dead, even the ones who are not believers,
无论是信的还是不信的
will be resurrected.
海葬的、天葬的、土葬的、
Those,
火葬的
you know, whether you were buried or cremated or you know, died in whatever way you died.
但是有两个档案库决定你们永恒的去处。
And your eternal destiny will be judged based on.
一个是生命册。
there will be a book of life.
一个是你所有的记录。
And the other is the book of your deeds.
他这样说，如果名字不在生命册，在这个羔羊的生命册上呢，你会被丢入复活以后，要接受永刑。
Then if your name is not in the book of life, then you will go into the lake of judgment.
进入第二次的死。
And you will be judged forever in the eternal death.
一般人一想死的时候就以为没了。
And most people think, well, death is the end. We die and our consciousness are over.
这不过是中国五十年，在中国五千年的文明中只有五十年的历史，以后不再会这么想的。
That belief is actually a very new belief in the idea of Chinese philosophy.
圣经中讲的死和活都是一个永远的状态。他讲审判或者奖赏的时候。
But in fact, death and life are eternal.
地狱的死亡是什么呢
？What is the death that is experienced?
它是灵魂身体复活之后呢，合在一起以后，永远受煎熬。
It is an eternal torment in the fires of hell.
跟不朽的复活是完全不同的质量。
It is a completely different kind of resurrection.
远离欢乐，远离亲情。
And it is, and you, there is, there's no joy there.
有个神学家这么说，他说在将来最后那个硫磺火湖之前，有各种各样描述审判的那些地方。
And we know that the Bible tells us all kinds of judgments people will face in that eternal fire.
中国有不同的说法，阴间、曹府什么这些地方。
And different mythologies describe that hell in different ways.
但是圣经会讲到。阴间、地下、黑洞。
But and what the Bible tells us is that it is a place full of darkness.
但最后审判来的时候，把这些都要合在一起，还要再加上火的煎熬。
And in the very end, there will also be judgment and fire.
换句话说，目前世上最丑陋的罪恶，再加上阴间魔鬼的权势、小鬼的捣乱，全要合在一起，集大成，无限制的沉沦。
And so the and what awaits you in hell is the just you know the worst of humanity that you can imagine combined with the depravity of you know demons and this torment will go on forever and ever.
这些东西是无限放大的，不要认为地狱是一个没有感觉的地方。
So don't think that hell is a place that is up.That where you have no feelings, it is a place of endless and ever increasing torment.
没有上帝恩手普遍恩惠的限制，那个恶会继续的繁衍恶。
Because without God's grace to hold it back, the sin will increase forever.
不光是恶，还有人的懊悔，还有人的痛苦。
And not just sin, but regret and pain.
为什么这样讲？耶稣地上在地上的时候，讲地狱比讲天堂还多。
Why do I say this? Because even Jesus himself, when he was preaching, he spoke more of hell than of heaven.
Why did he 盼望人能够悔改，接受将来不朽的身体，承受永远不变的国度。
Because he wanted people to repent of their sins and be enter into the kingdom of glory.
好，我们看完我们的将来的两种结局之后，我们来看我们的过去。
Now that we've looked at the what our destiny in the future, let us look at our past.
他这里讲到。那个经上所记的要被得胜吞灭的话就应验了，所记的死被吞灭，这是在旧约中的。
So we know that in the Old Testament there is a prophecy that said death will be swallowed up in victory.
在主前五百多年前，以赛亚这样记载，在二十五章，如果有时间请翻一下这些经文，以赛亚书二十五章七节。
So if you have your Bibles with you, please flip to Isaiah chapter 25Verse 7.
在这些经文里他这样说，上帝又必在这山除灭遮盖万民之物，遮蔽万国门脸的派子。第八节，他已经吞灭死亡直到永远，主耶和华必擦去个人的眼泪，又除掉普天下百姓的羞辱，因为这是耶和华说的。
On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all people, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth. The Lord has spoken.
显然我们知道，就是在讲将来的。
So we know that this is a prophecy pointing to the future.
在耶稣基督受死复活之前， 在两约之间，就是旧约和新约之间有400年。
And we know that there were 400 years between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
他们对世界的大结局、最后的结局有一个普遍的看法。
That the Jews had a hope that they were looking for.
就是当这个弥赛亚再来的时候。
That when the Messiah comes again.
上帝的受膏者来的时候，他一下要完成所有旧约的预言，包括这些经文。
That he will accomplish all of the promises of the Old Testament, including this one.
有个罪、死亡、万民归向耶和华，在永远里面活着。
That you know, in the when the Messiah comes, that sin will be destroyed, and all the peoples of God will belong to Him forever.
但是耶稣基督来的时候，保罗最后就解释，把这个至少分成三步。
But we know that when Jesus came, none of that actually happened, and Paul explains it in this way.
第一步是耶稣基督奠基他的国度。
That first Christ established the very first.The foundation of his kingdom.
第二个是国度继续的拓展，我们现在这个时候。
Second is the expansion of that kingdom.
最后是他国度完满再来的时候。
And then his kingdom will be fulfilled in its fullness.
就有点像我们要去一个山上去玩，孩子问我们。
So, you know, if you've ever gone traveling anywhere, your kids will always ask you.
你说你到没到？妈妈说快到了，你看没看那山？
And they'll always ask, are we there yet?And so you'll point out the window and say, look, it's already, we can already see it.
结果半个小时以后到了以后才到山脚下。
But, you know, it may take a little longer before we actually arrive at our
destination. 孩子又问到没到啊快了快了继续上山。
And then the kid will ask, are we there yet?
这第二个阶段到了最后山顶上那才到了。
But we haven't actually technically arrived until we actually get to the
destination. 就像我们现在一脚踏进国度然后还一脚呢悬着呢。
So right now we've only taken our first step into the kingdom, and the second step is yet to come.
这个阶段是什么？就是把帕子给切掉，让万国知道死亡不是结束，还有一个永远的盼望，不朽的身体。
And so this is the step that Isaiah is talking about, the removal of the veil, so that all peoples can see that death is not the end.
当两个脚合在一起的时候
，And it's only when we fully enter into the kingdom.
是完全把死亡吞灭，丢在硫磺火湖里，眼泪没了，痛苦。
That is when death is truly swallowed up, and all of our tears will cease.
这一步真长，2000年。
That and this is a very long step. It's been 2,000 years so far.
我们还不知道多久。
We don't know how long it's going to take.
但我们可能能够缩短这个。当得救的人数满足的时候，那一步就合在一起了。
The only way we can make that step come faster is to make sure that the numbers that God has ordained to be saved.
有多少人今天不相信有永远的盼望复活的
？And we know that there's so many people around us who don't believe in an.
有多少人对世界的眼睛蒙了，以为死了就死了
？How many people who believe that death is the end?
很可怜的。
That it is very pitiful.
但是我们这些信靠主的人是什么？
But what are we in? Well, we rely on Christ.
有一个确据。
We have a hope.
他第55-57节说：“死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪恶的权势就是律法。但是感谢上帝，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。”
So, verses 55-57 tells us, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is in the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ."
在保罗的思想里，上帝的恩典得胜不光是我们得救。你注意看这里的思路。
So in Paul's mind, being saved is not just being saved from our sins.
他是在向阴间的死、罪恶来挑战的。
It is a direct challenge to the power of sin and death.
上帝不是没有能力把这个一下在他们出现的时候就毁掉。
It's not that God doesn't have the power to destroy.
重新造一个新世界。
Everything that opposes him and make a new creation.
他没有简单的把这些恶者、魔头们作为一个木偶处理。
That he did not just deal with them like that he could have.
整本的圣经告诉我们，上帝在他的掌管中，竟然有一种能力，任凭这些恶者为非作歹。结果呢，到最后突然间，一切都成了。
God, you know, in His ways. He can seemingly allow evil to have their way, and yet in the very end, he is the one who stands victorious.
想想耶稣基督上十字架，是不是上帝永恒的旨意？是的。
Wasn't it God's will that
但是借着谁的手？
brought Jesus to
the cross? 全是这些恶的手。
It was, and it was accomplished through
the
hands.
说我罪都归到我们身上，没关系。
It was accomplished through the hands of many sinners.
直到有一天，在耶稣基督里被拣选的人类要一同的得胜，我们那个时候，我们身体不朽，一定离不开前有一件事，就是两千年前耶稣基督死而复活后，仗着他的十字架，向死亡和罪来夸胜。
So we know that we have our victory in the future because Christ had his victory over death.
在保罗的眼中，这是一个宇宙性的征战。
And this is indeed a cosmic battle between life and death.
换句话说，在十字架和坟墓上是一种双重的得胜。
So the victory over the in the resurrection is a double victory.
我们在主里靠着他的得胜，我们可以不朽。
Because through the victory of Christ, we can also be victorious.
同样在哥林多前书，我们那次以前没有读这段，我来读一下第十五章二十四到二十六节，我们打开着看。
Let us go back a little bit to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
Oh, 15, still 15.
So,
yes,
15.
第二十四到二十六。
Verses 24 to 26.
他讲这个整个宇宙的这个结局。
It talks about the end of the universe.
他说，末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神。
Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power.
在二十五节他说，因为基督必要作王，等上帝把一切的仇敌都放在他的脚下。
For he must reign until he has put all of his enemies under his feet.
静默所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
And the last enemy to be destroyed is death.
看到吗？这是我们刚刚讲的这个不朽的主的得胜，在他那个空的坟墓里头，给我们一个奠基，就是我们如果在他里面，我们就有那个将来的不朽。
And so the empty tomb is a victory announcement from God to show us that one day we will be risen imperishable and we will overcome death.
好，看完了将来，看完了过去，我们来看今天。
So now that we looked ahead to the future and looked back to the past, now we look into ourselves to the present.
保罗这里提醒我们要坚固做主工，会产生一个不朽的国效。
So Paul reminds us to do the work of God.
这些经文是很多人喜欢的签名档。
And so this is
58节。
Verse 58 is a favorite verse of many people.
所以，亲爱的弟兄们，包括姐妹们。你们务要坚固，不可动摇，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Therefore, my brothers and sisters, of course, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Craig, 你在这个教会所做的一切不会 vain。
Pastor Craig, your work in this church has not been in vain.
你在卫克里夫原来做的一切不会 vain.
And the work that you did when you were in Wycliffe was not in vain.
你带领你儿女信主不会 perish, 不会朽坏。
And the work that you did leading your children to the Lord.
但是我想想，我们除了牧师之外，难道我们其他人做的事情将来都要朽坏吗？
So, but well, what about the rest of us? We're not pastors. Well, what about our work?
有一个很关键的这个词。
There is a very important verse here.
保罗说：“你们要坚固，不可动摇，多做主工的时候，说你们劳苦在耶稣基督里。”
And so, you know, it tells us here that give yourself fully to the work of the Lord.
取决于你把耶稣看多大、看多小的问题。
So whether your work will matter in the future.
如果这个宇宙整个是靠着耶稣基督来掌管，他来翻新的话。
Because if all of creation is under the rule of Christ Jesus,
你奉他的名做的这一些事情是存到永远的。
The things that you do in His name will stay
我知道不完全
forever, and I know it's not perfect.
所以你要经常的祷告，透过耶稣基督的这个过滤器，把你的罪、把你的私心杂念、自我中心去掉，然后留下圣洁的存到永远。
So I exhort you to pray so that through the filter of Christ Jesus, that all of the sin that you have within you gets filtered away.
换句话说，因着主耶稣基督的得胜，我们不光将来有一个绝对身体复活的盼望。
And so that when you when you look forward, so that one day in the future, you're not just looking forward to the resurrection of the body.
我们还有一个极大的应许，就是我们在耶稣基督里做的一切美善的事情，都要存到永永远远不朽。
That all of our good works in Christ Jesus will also remain for all eternity.
不是徒然的，他讲。
Our work is not in vain.
在启示录第十六、十十五、十四章的十三节这样说。
Revelation chapter 14 verse 13 says.
我听见天上有大声音说：“你要写下，从今以后，在主里面而死的人有福了。什么福呢？”
So you are to write this down that. Behold, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord.
在十四章的十三节最后说，圣灵说是的，他们歇了自己的劳苦，做工的果效随着他们。
Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them.
你买过股票吗？
Have you ever bought stocks?
那这是属灵的事啊。如果你为上帝买股票，不是去买 lottery 哈。
This is, we're not talking about, you know, lottery or anything, but actual stocks.
股票中有一个 dividend.
When you buy stocks from a publicly traded company, they will pay you dividends.
旭光曾经在这个 Quest 工作，那公司被卖了好几次，现在叫 Central Link.
And my wife used to work for a company called Quest, and you know through it's been restructured and bought and sold many times, and now it's called Century Link.
每一个季度，哎，我们收到$70。
And every season we would still get a check for $70 in the mail.
技术加入三这个变得134了。
And then after, you know, after it became CenturyLink, now we get a
$134 check.
And this is something that's, you know, very temporary that only exists in this world.
So,
if you think about the things that we do in God now,
you get dividend.
God is going to pay us a dividend. And it's going to go to all eternity.
你带这个人信主，这个人带另一个人信主，那个人做无数的好的工作，不光是带人归主，而且有数不尽在耶稣基督里的荣美跟他在一起。
Because every person you lead in the Lord has the potential to lead other people in the Lord and to make a difference in this world.
所以当将来永恒的奖赏是什么呢？
So what is our eternal reward?
有一个是不变的，就是说我们得救的本质是一样的。
So we will all be saved. That is true.
因为一主一信一灵一个父。
Because we have one Lord, one faith.
都是一个妈生的，他不会偏心的。上星期讲的哈。
You know, we are all God's children, and He won't play favorites.
一个父所生的，但是呢，保问可这样来说，奖赏有程度的不一样，把它称为说荣耀的不同，光明的不同。
But we will be rewarded differently based on our works.
我给你罗列那些东西，看你们现在愿不愿意为这个东西奔波。这是好的哈。
Let me tell you some of the rewards that you could be working for.
因为你的动机都会被耶稣那个永久的那个 filter 器给过掉哈，你不要怕你的动机不好。
And you don't have to worry about your having suspect.
他说为基督和为义受逼迫的人。
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness.
第二，他说在恩典信心中洁净了一切的好行为。
And that all of your good deeds are cleansed in grace.
你怎么用你的恩赐？
How do you use your gifts?
用你的时间。
How do you use your time?
怎么用你的金钱？
How do you use your money?
你是不是自我牺牲的慷慨帮助那些穷苦的人？
Do you help other people to the point
照顾孤儿寡母？
Do you take care of the orphans and the widows?
到一个地步是不是爱仇敌？
Do you love your enemies?
我告诉你，这都是你很难做的。
These are hard things.
一定是经过基督的。
You can only do them through Christ.
你能不能够侍奉圣徒？
And can you serve all the saints?
教会不是生了第四胎的时候才这么热闹。
That you know we're not just happy for someone's fourth baby.
你是不是真正是个祷告的人？作为馨香的祭，存留在永远。
And are you a person of prayer? Do your prayers rise up before God like an incense?
换句话说，你在上帝国中所做的一切的服事，无论在教会中、在家中、在你工作中、在社会上，一切在基督里做的。
So all of your works, not just in the church, but in your own home where you work,
永远伴随。
They will accompany you forever and ever.
所以因着耶稣基督的复活，因着我们将来要去哪里，奠定了你今天做什么事。
So, you know, where we are going and where we came from determines what we're going to be doing today.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
当我们来思想这结局的时候，这个永垂不朽，不光是我们身体永垂不朽。
So when we look ahead in the future, we look at how our bodies are imperishable.
是因为基督的功德，我们能够永垂不朽。
because of Christ's accomplishments.
正因为这一切，我们今天是竭尽全力多做主工。
And so because of that, today we work in the work of the Lord.
直到他再来，或者他接我们去。
Until he comes again, or until we go to him.
托尔斯泰是一个很著名的苏联东正教的作家。
So you know, we know Tolstoy is a very famous writer, and he believed.
在他的忏悔录中说了一句话，我要给大家念。
He as a believer, he wrote this.
他说，在他五十岁左右的时候，我也今年五十岁，所以我引这个。
He said, when I was in my 50s,
我的问题就是他家庭他个人的问题，几乎把我带到自杀的边缘。
My problems brought me to the point of suicide.
他说，最后我归结到一个简单的问题。
And it all boiled down to one question.
是在每一个人的灵魂深处，有一个没有答案就活不下去的问题。
A question which I could not go on living if I did not have the answer.
这个问题是什么呢？听着哈，我今天和明天所做的一切事会带来什么结果
？What fruit will my labors bear？
我整个一辈子所做的一切事会带来什么结果？
What accomplishments will I get from the work that I have done?
我为什么活着
？Why do I live?
我为什么对做的一些事情有期待
？Why do I have hope?
我为什么要做那些事
？Why should I do these things?
他说这个问题可以换另一个问法，合在一起。
And all this sum together.
他说在你的生命中间有什么东西
？That what in your life?
无法被必然临到的死亡摧毁它本来应该有的意义。
Whose meaning cannot be extinguished by death.
我希望这也是你的问题。
I hope that is your question that you ask yourself.
我们今天所做的一切会有什么样的结果
？That what with the things you do.
当死亡临到的时候，它会带走吗？还是存到永远
？That when death comes, will death erase the meaning of what you do, or will it bring it into eternity?
我们一同祷告来唱这个回应诗歌。
So let us now pray and sing the song of response.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
给我们今年有多次的思想复活。
That you brought us to rethink of death and resurrection.
给我们这样的一个宝贵的应许。
And you gave us such a beautiful promise. It is a true promise.
因为你向我们证实他已经活了。
Because you have proved to us that he lived.
他翻转了当年的十二个门徒、七十个门徒、五百个门徒的生活。
And he changed the lives of all those disciples in the past.
今天这个国度仍然在扩展。
And this kingdom is still expanding to this day.
主啊，求你帮助我们今天怎么样活。
Lord, help us to know how to live.
以至于将来点名的时候。
So that when our name is called.
我们在其中。
We are there.
好，我们一同来唱这首诗歌来回应。这是一个老歌，对我们可能是新歌。我们在上个星期五。
This is actually a very old hymn, but perhaps many of you are singing it for the first time.
I cannot control. 你把它放下好了。
So.
把掌声归给我们所有的主。
Let's give our applause